Hi, it's me, your favorite niece. I know I'm your only niece. That's the joke, you dork. Can I come in? I know I kind of wanted to surprise you. No, she doesn't know I'm in town. I lied to her. I told her that I was staying at my dorm this weekend. Yeah, everything is fine. Well, no, it's not. I mean, don't worry. I'm okay. It's just that I'm also not okay. I guess I'm not making any sense, am I? Yeah, some tea would be great, but we should talk on the couch. This is the same couch that you guys did it on, isn't it? Huh? I didn't say anything. Oh, thank you. Guess you already had the hot water ready. Yeah, so this is kind of hard, but I'm going to have to get through it. I'm going to have to be a little mean. Hey, don't laugh. I can be mean, and I'm going to be. Why? Because today, you're going to do what I want, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. So you might as well just listen and go along with it. I know I'm not making any sense. Not yet. But there's a reason I'm here. And why? I brought a bag with me. I'm staying for the weekend. With you. Well, if you have plans, cancel them. I mean it. Or am I not your favorite niece? I'm more than that, though, aren't I? I can't believe how good you are at pretending. Mom is too. I never really put it together. But looking back, well, let's change the subject to fashion. Don't you recognize the t-shirt I'm wearing? Yeah, it's Mom's, from when she was a lot younger. She never really did get any taller, did she? It's old and kind of cool, because it's the Ramones, and it's like all beat up, plus it's soft. She'll let me borrow it sometimes. I think she stole it from you originally. And then there's this stain right here. It's so small, and it's near the bottom. It would be easy to miss if you didn't know what it was. I do. You made it. Didn't you? It's your cum, isn't it? It's from that special night. The first night right here on this couch where Mom seduced her brother, you. It's all right. I can tell by your expression that it is. You don't have to answer, but you will answer my next question. Do you still fuck Mom on this couch? Why can't I ask you that? I mean, I already know everything else. No, she didn't tell me. I found her diaries. At first, I read them because it felt naughty. I got guilty and decided to stop, though, because it was all so personal. But then I got to the part about you and her on the couch watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Not really the most romantic movie, but it worked for Mom, apparently. She wrote about the night a few times. It was magical for her when she really knew that she was in love. Yeah, that night. So you can stop denying it, but I know everything. I know about the first time when you were both young, and I know that you fucked her right here on this couch 9 months before I was born. I know you're not just my uncle. You're my daddy, too. So are you guys still sneaking around together? After all these years? Now that's romantic. You're wondering how I know for sure, aren't you? After I read the diary, I decided to see if you were still doing it. I came home last weekend, but I went out on Saturday night to hang out with friends, remember? Yeah, but I didn't go out. I parked around the corner and waited a half an hour.
It was tough. I walked back and very quietly went inside, and also carefully crept back to Mom's bedroom. I guess I really didn't have to be careful, did I? You two were lost in each other. It was the hottest fucking thing I've seen. Just my uncle fucking my mom. Her on all fours, begging for his cock. You weren't even wearing a condom. I saw that when you came and pulled out of her. Oh, I was so fucking turned on. But I had the presence of mind to snap a quick picture before I left. I was going to blackmail you into doing what I wanted, but I can't. I know it's wrong. I'm sorry. I just need you so badly, and well, the more I looked at it, the more wet I got. I was already touching myself every night thinking about you. But when I looked at that picture, I got even hornier. And so I... But I can entice you like Mom did. What do you mean? Well, Uncle, or should I say Daddy? I could take off the shirt for starters. Do you like them? I really want you to. I want you to touch them too. It's all I've ever wanted since I hit puberty. They're smaller than Mom's, I know. But they're yours if you want them. I love the way you're looking at me right now. There's so much heat coming from you. You can see that my nipples have stiffened. You want me, don't you? Are you surprised that I feel this way for you? You shouldn't be. You've always been so kind to me. You've always had time for me, like the father I never had. But I guess I did have a father, didn't I? I'm going to have him in a different way right now. It's your duty as a father to fuck me and come inside me. Because you drive me crazy. That's why I'm still a virgin. And it's all your fucking fault. A lot of girls like older men, okay? But you're not supposed to be so attractive. You take care of me and buy me things and treat me nicely and with respect. You take me to classy restaurants and tell me I'm beautiful. You just used to let me sit in your lap. And you smell so good. And it's making me fucking insane. But uncles and fathers are supposed to be off limits, and I hate it. I've always hated it. I guess I'm just like my mom. I want who I want. If Mom can't have her brother, then I can have my father. That's all there is to it. You can't resist if you want, but why? Your incestuous love child is sitting right here in front of you, topless on a couch where you made her, and she needs you to take her virginity. I know you care genuinely for me. And want to give me whatever I need. What I need right now more than anything is your cock and your cum. I need it so badly, Daddy. Oh, you should get used to hearing that word out there in the world, you know? You'll always be my uncle. But when we're alone, though, you're gonna be my daddy. Forever. Do you think Mom would be mad? I don't think so. I think she'd think it's hot. She's always been dirtier than you, hasn't she? And once she's got a taste for her big brother on her couch that night, she didn't want anyone else. Maybe I'm just the same as her. Maybe I'm a little slut for you. You can shake your head all you want. I can see your heart on from here. The real question, I suppose, isn't if you're going to fuck me. The real question is whether you're going to stop me. I'm just gonna crawl over to you and straddle you. See? That's not so bad. Just like when I used to sit in your lap. I'm glad I wore a skirt. It's making this so easy. You like it when women are aggressive, don't you? It means you get what you want, but you don't have to feel bad. That's fine. I don't want you to ever feel bad about fucking me. I'm still your niece. I'm still going to get good grades so you'll be proud of me and make dumb jokes and hug you. I also beat Daddy's little girl. And I want to be so good for Daddy. I really do. If you want, you can just sit here and let me rub all over you. I'm so fucking wet though, Daddy. I'll fucking come right here anyways, dry humping your cock through your pants. Just knowing that I got you as hard as Mom does is doing something to me. Do you understand how bad I need you yet? Don't you get how much pain you've caused me? You know you owe me a hard fuck. Fuck it. I can't wait, Daddy. I'm taking off my panties. Let me hold my skirt up for you. I trimmed it for you, Daddy. I didn't know how you liked it, so I just left a little bit. Look how wet I am. You've made me this way. I'm so swollen. Please, please, if you won't just fuck me, touch me. Oh God, I'm sorry. Your hand feels warm and good. I didn't actually expect you to oh God. Oh God, your other hand is on my breast. Don't stop, please. Oh yes, pinch my nipple. Oh, I love it too. Oh, I know, but I'm not just like Mom. Oh, I'm not. She needs her brother, but I need my Daddy so badly. Will you fuck me, Daddy? Please, I'll do anything you want. Fuck, Daddy. Oh, wow. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Yes, of course. I'll take care of you. Tell me what you want, Daddy. Okay, I'll get your cock out. Oh, wow, I love it. I love holding it in my hand. It feels so right. Up and down. Like this. Oh, okay. Tell me if I'm doing it wrong, okay? No, I never have. I guess I'm just a virgin in every way. I just don't want to disappoint you. Yeah, I'll lay down. Are you going to fuck me? Like you fucked Mom? Like you fucked your sister? Maybe I'm provoking you a bit. I just want you to be as turned on as I am. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've never felt anything like this. Oh, God, you're so big inside me. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you so much. Oh, I love you. Oh, I don't want anyone else but you, Daddy. Oh, only you. Fuck me harder. Daddy, don't be gentle. Use me like you use Mom. Oh, do you feel... How do I feel like her when she was younger? Oh, I'm your niece and tight for you, Daddy. Put my legs up on your shoulder. Oh, it's fine. Go as deep as you want. Oh, God. Oh, I feel so good inside me. Oh, don't worry if I come, Daddy. I just need you to finish inside me. Oh, don't pull out. I don't care if I get pregnant. I need to feel come inside me. Oh, come inside your daughter. Yes, Daddy. No, I mean, I feel great. I love you. I love what you did to me. I want more. Is that bad? But, well, I feel bad. I know I said I was... That Mom would find out it hot, but what if she doesn't? You guys have been together a long time, and I don't want to hurt what you have. I feel like a homewrecker. Why are you laughing? This isn't funny. Wait, Mom told you this might happen? How did she know? She saw me reading her diaries. Oh, God. You know? And you let me see all those things. You jerk. But it was hard and embarrassing. Why did you do that? You know, I thought it would be sexy for him to hear me beg. Well, was it? Oh, well, was that good enough for you? Good, Daddy. I know that you like it when I call you that. I just wondered, do you think this summer we could take a family vacation, you, me, and Mom together? Like in some kind of resort where we can call, just be with, you know, like this, and have sex as much as we want with each other? Oh, God, I love you, Daddy. We're going to have so much fun this weekend. Mom is right. Some family traditions never die, should they?